God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Toluwalugo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
A season of personal repairs. God will creep into your individual lives and a repair work will be done. He didn't just send us to speak to a nation. He also gave a mandate for individuals that thing that is making your life operate contrary to your ordination is arrested. That thing that seeks to make you live a rewritten life. Sickness, disease, scarcity, indebtedness, weakness, habits, whatever limitations from your father's house, from your mother's house, self-induced, let the grace and the mercy of God occasion a bringing out. This nation has been moved from a plane of stagnation. Your life also begins to make progress. The things he showed you, you will have. In the name of Jesus. The places he advertised to you, you will get there. In the name of Jesus. I was announcing yesterday, I was speaking with Uncle Jonathan. We were actually trying to reach Prophet Ajeje, but we didn't meet him at all. I was sad when Daddy was telling me this afternoon that he came to my hotel room and was sitting in the car for 40 minutes. And he was trying to reach me. Somehow my network was bad. So he had to drive back home. I've shared with Uncle Jonathan. I said, I hear the word scattering in my spirit. And I began to probe with the Lord, what are you scattering? God began to say to me, because he was not finishing, that he would do a work in Nigeria. It's an equipping labor. And in the day that equipping becomes perfected, without persecution, the nations of the earth will come into the fragrance of Nigeria. What I'm saying is that some of you will not be here in this nation for too long. I have called some of my brothers this afternoon to tell them, Oga, when are you relocating? One of them said, I'm still watching. I said, be watching, but set your mind to it. One of our ministry sons in the East was speaking to his wife, who is also a daughter in the ministry. She was saying, but I don't think that this ministry can work. I said, that your ministry, it worked. This is how it worked. See, because help is coming. I said, embrace help. We have like 2 years until we come into that fulfillment that out of this nation, prophets and apostles, not all of them title collar wearing men. Some of them we go as students, some of them we go as engineers, as technicians, as doctors, as nurses, because a day of scattering is coming.
And it will not be by persecution.
I told my big brother in Lagos, I said, you know, say now, Africa, God give me. I'm not saying I will not go to Europe. But I understand that the shape. I've had a garment made with the map of Africa. I want to start wearing it. That I know where God has given me. When Jesus showed me, I was sharing in Enugu. That in my visions of heaven, the one that God used to bring me into ministry, it was of the Lord and two angels. Now, I believe that, I don't know what colors angels are. I don't believe that they are black angels. But the angel that spoke to me was black. And I'll share with them that I am not bringing a doctrine that they are black angels. I don't believe it. But I believe that that angel was colored black so that I will know what I was sent to do. It was a coloration to give an identity of my territory of function. What we are doing now, in this our little congregation, God will give voice to in the nation and in the nations, and in the years to come, some of us will be recruited to chart the course in prayer of nations to find the ordination. It will always be here. I'm not saying I'm relocating. I'm not bound to the ark. It's not my building. Selah. But I understand the geography of my calling. That is Africa. So I trust God that from Ogbomosho will be releasing. It will be like a hotspot. That one day if Jesus tarries, like men go to Boko, they will gather here. And the fragrance of this land, that warrior culture, will be marketed abroad. Because we are praying. Europe, we pray. South America, we pray. North America, we pray. Yes. Asia, we pray. Australia, we pray. And this prayer fire will land upon every nation. It's not just prayer fire. It's strategic prayer fire. It will land in every nation and the lost templates of nations will be recovered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I want to preach, but it's telling me to sing. I'll preach. Glorious God, wonderful God, miracle worker, King of God, omnipotent God, omnipotent God. I worship you, your majesty is for me. Two more times. Glorious, glorious. Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated. So is Timmy in church? So that song.
Good.
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Prevailing from the supernatural dimension. I'll go as far as a few minutes to 8. And then I'll come to continue tomorrow. I want to plead that the media team, I know that you want to rest, but let's rest from next week. There's a minister's conference. I don't know if you have this slide. Papa is holding a minister's conference this week, and it's starting on Thursday night. So, because we'll be praying that night, we won't join on Thursday night, but as many as interest are interested, we will start streaming, let's say from Friday evening. So it'll be Friday evening, Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, Saturday evening. We'll just do those three. So Friday evening, Saturday morning, Saturday night. As many as are interested. It's not a compulsory service. So, but it means that's conference. I feel that we should benefit. The only reason why I will be in Ogbomoso is because we are praying. And I don't think Pastor Delas will round off this prayer. I'm sure if I tell him I want to travel, he will not talk, but he will look at me like. So, can you get this slide? Are they working on it? Okay. So, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Once you get the slide, just slip it on. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. And then he adds, therefore, get wisdom. Invariably what he's saying is get the principal thing. The word principal there comes with a note of importance, but it also means first. It means that if you want to congregate the things that you have, your first article of possession is supposed to be wisdom. Don't buy a car if you are not wise. Because if you get a car before you find wisdom, the absence of wisdom will ruin it. In nation building, there is an order of gettings. Don't get new structures until you have wisdom. Don't start ministry until you have wisdom for ministry. If you start, you don't need the help of the devil to kill it. You will ruin what you have built. If a man is cooking Indomie, he should know that Indomie boils faster than beans. Have you? So if he says anything that is cooked takes time, so you can take a nap boiling beans. One of the tricks is to put, okay, so that's the meeting, 25th of August to 28th. Papa's picture is very fine in this place. I've missed him so much. I wish I could go to see him. I'll go very soon. So it's a strong meeting they have, Moses and the prophets. I believe that based on my perception, it's supposed to bring instruction that the speakings of God have already been trapped in the earth, and that you have patterns that are in the earth. That's what I believe. It's going to come, nobody. I can't predict any one of them. Not even up to Gideon. Because he can come to teach Moses. I've seen Papa minister in the UK. I don't know the two other ministers. I don't know them. But if they are bringing them for a minister's conference, then it means that they know their onions very well. I've seen Papa minister in the UK, and I can announce to you that there's a new weight of God on his life. A new weight. The teaching is very strong. Still very strong. But the oil on his head It's not a still thing. It's a new thing. Apostle Gideon, I'm not marketing them, but maybe you need motivation. Apostle Gideon is still a wonder preacher. He's an everyday wonder preacher. And I'm sure that these two daddies too. I think I've seen Reverend James on before. I'm not sure I've seen the other person. So please, Friday evening, Saturday morning. Morning sessions begin by 8. So it's just 3 sessions we're having. But I know that you'll be blessed. Some of us will stream those sessions that will not show here. So, Jerry, are we good? We're good for the meeting. Thank you, sir. All right. So give me my Proverbs. West Ham, Lola. Good. So what we do normally, give me back the slide. What we do normally is that we can pick this slide and then gift it another base. Just project it. Put the address. We don't have, it's just physical. No social media handle. Just physical. So that if we put on our podiums, just a Boomer Shop viewing center. And then all of us are seated. As many as are willing. Sorry. Are seated for the meeting. When I pray, I always like to sit down and listen to instruction. May God give you wisdom. Okay, so get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Every recovery begins with the reception of wisdom. Because wisdom is God's tool for bringing solutions. That's why in the gift of the Spirit, you have a trouble, or you have a diagnostic gift that is referred to as the word of knowledge. Abi, it's diagnostic. The word of knowledge helps us to know what is wrong. But the word of wisdom brings to us the solution, the way out. So we need wisdom, and the Bible calls it the principal thing, the first thing, the first thing. Therefore, get the first thing, get wisdom. It answers the questions as to what to do, as to how to do, as to when to do, as to where to do, as to with whom to do, and for whom to do. So wisdom answers the question of what, of how, of where, of when. So that's substance, process, right? Or product, no, substance, process, timing, location, company, and audience. So that you believe, are you selling something? Do you have sales skills? You do. You don't know. Try selling something. Not something that will hurt you. Just try selling pens. Last, you'll be using it yourself, but I just want to give an example, but I've learned in my work with God that I'm not really haphazard with my examples. That's what I've just learned. So I'm not doing anything prophetic, but it could be. So if you try selling pencils, if you sell pencils on a day when they are not shading, that they are writing, no matter how well you can market pencils, if somebody has a little amount of money, he will not buy what you are selling. When people have not eaten from morning, you shouldn't be selling chin chin. Are you with me? Because if you sell chin chin for 200, I can meander my way with 200 naira to buy what? Bread. You have wasted the money. You arrange some beans and curry, knock them together, and then in case you don't have money for pure water, just open your mouth to a tap. You will be filled. Okay, you didn't go to Body House. No, you can't. There's a way you mix gari with beans, that the gari is about 60 to 70%. The beans occupy. So it's majorly gari. It will be hard. It drops into your stomach like a stone. And every time you drink, the water, it you know how concrete. You see, you know the name. Now that's wisdom. So when people don't have much money, you don't sell wristwatches when people are hungry. You sell food. You can sell, oh, because some people have strange favor on their lives. That you had 10 of that thing, when they bring it, you still buy it. And for those who are in sales, may God put that grace on your head. That they have 3, they have 4, but they'll still buy 3 from you. It's a kind of favor. It's a kind of favor. So I'm saying, if you sell pencils on a day when they are not shading, it's not likely that you sell. It doesn't mean that the product is wrong. So you may not be wrong as to the wisdom of what to do. But you are wrong. You may not be wrong as to the process. You may put it in transparent nylons and angle them in a particular way, arrange them in colors. But if you are wrong with timing, you will still not make sense. So it's a congregation of answers that brings timely solutions. That's what wisdom is. And the Bible is saying to us that it is the principal thing. Get wisdom. But it doesn't stop there. The writer of the Proverbs offers us the privilege of possessing something in addition to wisdom. He said, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, I've tried to define understanding. I don't know the dictionary meaning, but I have an organic definition. Understanding is the ability to connect isolated events or utterances together to the end that you can predict an outcome. If you are beside a Yoruba man and you are fighting and he's carrying a Bible, bring your Bible. The Yoruba man does not choke people without first telling, so I'll choke you. I'll choke you. I'll choke you. That's a Yoruba man. So if he says, I will choke you, the knowledgeable man will still be shouting. The man of understanding can connect, I will choke you, to the possibility of pain. And so he functions by wisdom. He moves away. Are you with me? That ability to connect, I will choke you, to pain, is a function of understanding. He can connect isolated events, create a bridge, and can predict the outcome in the future, so he moves away. In the north, they don't stay that long. By the time the guy says, I will choke you, the thing has entered you. So, they don't waste time. So he says, I will choke you, I will choke you, I will choke you. Every choke is in time. Okay, but that's a graphic picture of what understanding is. If I pray with understanding, if I have a problem and I begin to pray with understanding, it means that I come into prayer with the consciousness that God is able. And because I know that God is able, I will approach Him on the ground that His ability can produce results. So I'm connecting ability with performance and the outcome I want. That is why I will pray or respond to the call to pray. Every time a man comes into the possession of knowledge but does not act appropriately, what we say is that he does not have understanding. This is what God said to me. God told me that largely in our nation, and that also in the body of Christ, the kind of wisdom that we function with is sourced in knowledge and not in understanding. It means it's shallow. Pray. And so what does everybody do? Pray. Intercede. So you say, okay, what is intercession? Say, pray for another person. And so they come and say, Lord, this person. They cannot connect the activity with a future outcome. So when they walk out of prayer, the utterances that they bring forth are proof that they do not understand what they just did. There are many ways that we survive in our family. I like using our family because that family is faith that we are running. So God ensures, sometimes it's little, it's just a few thousands here and there, sometimes very little, sometimes even there are people who give me money in hundreds, and it's fine, it's for a season. If they are faithful at that level, God will bring increase. And I know that I've seen people start from giving me 100, 200. There's a guy that used to give 100 once in a month. Now the guy does about 15K every month. So it means that God is increasing him too. I don't recharge my phones because somebody used to give me 2K, 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 and then it became 4K, 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 and then it became 10K. So I don't think about recharging my phones. I'm sure God blesses him. He will need to stop sending me does he send me airtime? No, he doesn't send me airtime. It's the money he sends me. I will need to take permission that see, I don't spend too much money on the phone. Because if he starts sending me 100K for phone, you know, but last week I found out that on Monday, nobody gave me money. And it's a daily giving. That's how I get money. So little everywhere, every day. So it becomes unusual if a day passes and nobody gives me money. I work every day. I mean, I do ministry every day. I don't mean because we're praying. I work every day. I wake up to a blueprint, what I'm supposed to do. And so I close. So I'm like a site worker. You understand what a site worker is? They don't pay them at the end of the month. I'm a daily paid worker. That's how we survive in our house. So, but I saw that on Monday, nobody gave me money. On Tuesday. So I wake up in the morning with expectation. Once I see the text message icon, that's GT or Zenit. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, till I got to Enugu. And I call my wife, say, come home. What's happening here? I'm supposed to be paid every day. That's why the big one is always comes all of a sudden, but this trickles sustain me. You know, once there's a man, the rain will fall. I live my life in scriptures. Once there's a man, the rain will fall. But when there's no willing man, God still allows a mist to come from the earth to make sure that my grass is green. I can't teach you two ways of survival. And the reason is because I don't know the way of manipulation. I don't know it. I don't know how to use a spiritual gift to collect money from people. I don't know it. And so because I don't know it, and there's nobody to teach me, because they know if I come to say teach me, they know I want to use it to enter them. They know that I have signed up that I will not take anything that belongs to any man. I am like Abraham. He's my father in the spirit. I have lifted up my hands to the maker of heaven and earth that nobody will say it's because of me. So, this is the only way I know faith. Why do I expect the big ones? Because he crowns the years with goodness. So there's always a crowning in seasons. But the Bible also says that he daily loads us with benefits, and financial benefits are inclusive. So I can hold him. So Wednesday night I told my wife, something bad is happening here. Is it a diversion? Are my givers in trouble? Because when the enemy wants to strike you, if he can't put you into debt, if he can't make your money disappear, he will tamper with your helpers. They will have problems that when they want to give you, their child will be sick. And Tinoban Johnny. So they will first manage their own. I've had people tell me, I just have a problem. Say next time. Not because I asked, but because they've been giving consistently. So I told my wife, I said, you know, I don't really pray for money. I said, but I'm curious. What's happening to my provision? So I said, Lord, no, it's not always been like this. So I dropped my phone. I went to take my bag. By the time I came back, there was an alert on my phone. Somebody sent me some money, not too large, from the UK. So I said, okay, it means that this thing is working. What that person sent was like the congregation of all those trickles. And then Jesus now visited me. He just created a due season, all of a sudden, bam! And the trickles have continued again. So that's how I survived. And it's not because I'm a pastor. I said it in this house. If you think that pastors are blessed because they're pastor, maybe the reason is because their job description makes them focus on doing kingdom labor. If you serve God in your student work, I mean, your academics becomes kingdom service. I'm not saying preaching in class. You give your books seriousness. You want to be successful so that God can get glory. God will compensate you. Anybody who serves the king will get rewarded. You don't have to preach before you enter that reward. Are you with me? Good. So that's how I survive. So learn how to survive. You will need it. John, you will need it. You will need to live by faith. It is because you are justified. That's how you are designed to. That's your template. That you will need to look up in one direction. That even if you earn salaries, in case you are in a church where they pay you salary, you will still need to look up to survive. Are you with me? I used to live on honorarium. And one day, Jesus told me no more. If you live on honorarium, you use meetings to kill yourself. Can do 10 meetings in 1 week. So if you see me going from meeting to meeting, I'm not looking for money. Many times, those my allocations that come there, that's what I call them. The allocations can swallow 10 honorariums. So that's not how I survive. Most of my honorarium goes out as givings. Most of it. And God has not started even blessing us. What we are receiving now is mercy drops. Love Jesus and don't serve him because of what he will give you. If Nigerian ministers don't have a template, Bishop Oyedepo is a template. Don't serve God with things as an end. Please the Father. He will prosper you. What he will give you, sorrow will not be able to attach itself to it. When mama was sick, papa did not become poorer. And I heard him say that time, God, you have done enough. Even if she doesn't get well, I'll still serve you. And the back of sickness broke. When my wife was hospitalized a few weeks ago, my son too, I still came to Bomosho to preach on the Tuesday. I had tears in my eyes leading the opening worship. Because I drove him from Ilorin to preach. I woke up the following morning, drove back to Ilorin to sit the whole day with them. I was supposed to be in Calabar when I came for that conference. When I was to get out on Wednesday evening, I told my wife, I said, should I stay, cancel the meeting? She said, go and do your work. I wept literally from Ilorin to Bomosho. How can I be doing ministry? People will say I'm a wicked man, but this woman will not allow me to stay with her. On my way to Lagos the following morning, I sent a message to Apostle Romy. I said, Papa, my wife and my son have been sick since Monday. They've been in the hospital. We just went for a checkup. It became admission. I said, but sir, I'm still at my duty post. He said, the yoke breaks now. They discharged them that evening. Serve him, oh. The reason why some of us have done things that will have made us go into the grave is service that keeps us. How did I get to this service team? Is somebody someone? Shall serving. Serving. That's one wisdom that I'm giving to you. You want to be strong, serve him. You want to be powerful, serve him. Don't chase power. Bury yourself in the work. You will be able to draw power. Because he doesn't send men that he has not equipped. Many people looking for power around don't have a mandate. Every mandate comes. If you buy a new phone, does it not have follow-come charger? So we think that God gives people assignment. They will not be looking for power around. Maybe it's a UK mandate, UK used mandate that you have. You know, UK used phone sometimes does not have charger. Or maybe a Nigerian used. Don't worry. We will have contact in September. We need to tell ourselves the truth. There is no cheap way to kingdom relevance. There is no cheap way to power in the kingdom. But there is a service way. There is no cheap way to inheriting graces. You can't covet a mantle that you have not served. You can't covet it. You don't share mantles by there are many mantles in the house. Take. It is not every minister that houses a mantle. Yes, mantles are shared along bloodlines or spiritual families. And if you are not in that spiritual family, if Babalola comes now, he knows his children. Not all of them are CAC members. If you meet the Saint Moses Orimolade and ask him my identity in the spirit, he will call me his son. I'm not a CRNS member. I'm even trying to sew a new garment. So if you know how to sew a garment, please let me know. Because I found three designs and they are very clean designs. I want to wear for 72 hours. So please. Is Esther in the house? I need somebody who is very clean, can sew correct garment. I want to look like a seraphim. You will see when I wear it. You see when I wear it. Get wisdom. A lot of people, that's what in the indictment of God, we operate a kind of wisdom that is just sourced from knowledge. We are a reactionary people. It goes bad before we rise. When God gives things, we can't maintain them. And it shows everywhere. If the presence of God comes into a building, people can't maintain it. They don't know what to do to steward it. They don't know how to align with the move of God. Flesh always robs us of many of the things that God is doing. Because we journey by information. We act by information. We don't act by understanding. We cannot connect the dots. I said a while ago that understanding is not hosted in the realms of men. It means that which God gives needs to be stewarded by the help of a spirit. Understanding. That's how he wants me to start. Am I skipping anything? He said to me that the reason why we must begin to plead, we don't have all the time to pray tonight, but that we begin to plead as a nation that we are gifted the wisdom that thrives by understanding. If you go on strike, ASU, what are the consequences of the strike? It will make us know if we should go on strike. Because this strike, quote me anywhere, cannot deliver all the things that ASU wants. Are you with me? If they go on 10 years, don't worry, it won't be that long. No, the schools are pulling out already. The bridge has been forged. Schools must open. Don't even believe me. I mean, don't say amen. Everything that begins in the earth has an ending. Only what God doeth is eternal. Cannot be added to, cannot be taken away from. If men call the strike, men can open the gates back. You wait and see. You will see now. Go and dust your books. You know, in Lautech, it's just a few lectures and Emagbodo. Okay. If the house owner knows when the robber will come, he will have prepared. The reason why we must pray that prayer is because the wisdom that is sourced in understanding is superior to the one that is sourced in knowledge. And the church must begin to labor by that wisdom. I'm going to do a lot of reading so that we can go. One of the things that we find out by spiritual understanding, which is an administration of the Holy Ghost concerning nations, is that the magnitude of a nation's problem is primarily determined in the spiritual dimension. By the word magnitude, I mean the size, the enormity of a nation's problem, how great their problem is. It's not defined in the earth. It's defined in the spiritual realm. Based on my interactions with the Holy Spirit, there are four things that determine the glory of the possibility of the glory of a nation, or the possibility of problems in a nation. The first one is the ordination of that nation. That means what God determined that that nation will do will give us a picture of how big the problem will be. After our meeting in Lagos yesterday, a lot of those young people came and said, "Ha! The way you pray, the way you handle scriptures." It was unanimously they shouted that next year retreat must come back. And so they told me, "See, I'm coming next year." I said, "Okay, God will help me." So I had the privilege to speak to one of them. And the person said, "How do you grow prayer like that?" I said, "I would have given you a prescription. I would have told you, okay, pray for 6 hours every day. But your destiny may not be that big." And it's not insulting. We can't tell you that everybody needs to pray for 1/4 of their life, because that's what 6 hours per day means, so that they can matter. Some people's destiny don't require 1/4 of their life in prayer. Are you with me? If I give you 1 hour, parable of talents, if I give you one hour, it's easy to walk into a second, easier to walk into a second 1 hour than the guy who has 5 naira. He needs a lot more effort to drive 5 naira. For example, if 1 naira produces one phone is 1 naira. Let's assume. Okay, you don't believe. Let's imagine that one phone, that this my Android phone is 1 naira. It's not an expensive phone, so it's not too far from 1 naira. You think it's like, "Oh, people are big people now." So, if I was giving 1 naira, and if I buy a phone with 1 naira, to sell it will give me 2 naira. If they give you 5 naira, that means all of us, you will buy 5 phones so that you can get how much? 10 naira. If it's the same community we are selling to, I just need to sell one phone. So the effort I need to sell my one phone and double my money will not be as much as your own. Because if at the close of the day, each of us sells one phone, based on Jesus' deduction, you are still unprofitable. Because they gave you 5. Technically, what you have is 2. Abi? But me, I'm already 100%. I've doubled my money. So, some people's destiny, I'm not saying that anybody's destiny is 5 minutes of prayer per day. You will not arrive. But I had to tell the person, don't kill yourself. I told that we don't pray long because we are looking for destiny. Destiny is propelled from the plane of the fellowship of prayer. Somebody say fellowship of prayer. The interactions in prayer is what keeps me glued to prayer. If you are playing Sudoku You know that game? What makes Sudoku, what makes you spend 3 hours without knowing on Sudoku is that the game is designed to be addictive. Prayer is designed to be addictive. It's so interesting that you'll be lost inside it. When I was in youth service, one of those days, I've been hearing the movie Lord of the Rings, and you know the movies are long. I sat and watched 1, 2, 3 in one sitting. Yes. In one sitting. The minute I finished praying in the midnight, I started watching. I finished like in the afternoon. We were on break. And now, it's long. I think they're about 3 hours thereabout. Yes, so it's like a 9 hour stretch. Because you want to know the next thing that is happening. I don't know. People watch those Korean things. They are not watching films. They are just wasting their time. But if you watch the active ones, like I watched Legend of the Seeker. You basically want to know what's next. Or there's this Korean fighting film, Jumong. You those ones are okay. Diwala is a Jumong person. So when you watch those kind of movies, the movie is what keeps you in the movie. So we are not struggling to pray long. Prayer is designed to keep a man in prayer. The fellowship that you get out of prayer is what traps you there. It doesn't begin like that. So we tell people to start prayer with routines. 15 minutes, sustain it every day. 30 minutes, sustain it every day. You can use an alarm. And when you have finished praying your prayer point and you still think there's still time, stay there. You can ask for another body. You can open your Bible. A burden will fly at you. And then you continue. So it has to be mechanically entered into. But a place comes in prayer when you are carried. And that prayer that expresses that way, expresses in a timeless realm. So it is the prayer that keeps you in prayer. You want to stop. Just go, ha, Jesus. And another burden comes. A verse of scripture comes. You track again. That's what keeps you there. So, I got into all of this by telling us that some people's destinies are not that big. It's not that their destinies are not important, but their location is not big. And so there are certain labors that they will not go into. Okay, we don't have two married. Is your wife in town? If you want to give birth to a baby that is 2.7 kg, and it's not a bad weight for a baby, there's a way you will labor. But if you have tuned, if you are a chocolate eater, you eat every, you eat Pringles, you eat mango, you eat guava, don't worry. You may end up with maybe a 3.7 baby. Or a 4.0. You see, when they say push, you understand that push has two distinct meanings. What creates the difference is the enormity of what you want to birth. That's why we cannot compare people. And because we cannot compare people, we cannot compare nations. Israel, for example, came into prophecy as a man, Jacob. Israel was battered in a wrestling ring as a man. It was a man that contended with an angel. And it was in that contest that he was given a name. Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast wrestled with God and with men, and thou hast prevailed. His victory in that fight was the birth of a nation. It means what you may be going through may be because you are a nation. And when you want to, well, so in relating with you, there are two ways I can solve your problems. But I must first know what you are. Because if I don't know what you are, I'll be dealing with that problem wrongly. If a man does not have food to eat, say I'm hungry, I don't have money. If I think that you are a man, I will give you money. But if I discern that you are actually a nation, giving you money will not solve a national problem. Are you with me? I'm saying that there are human beings who need national solutions because their problem is national. Jesus, help us understand this thing. Some people in the family are tied to other people. They are freelancers in families. Okay, you know what they call multi-level marketing. I'll finish this thing tomorrow. In multi-level marketing, there is somebody at the top of the pyramid, and there are these people they call downlines. The downlines actually do not work for the company. They work for the guy up. Are you with me? So that if they don't labor well, the guy up will stop earning after his first earning. So the guy will be looking for downlines too. Oh, the rain. We are by your magic. So not because he loves them, but because in completing their own two or three people, he will earn money too. Are you with me? I am saying that some people are people. When Jacob was born, there were many people that were born during his time. Are you with me? There were many children around when Jacob was born. At least Shechem had a father. Abi? Good. So Shechem's father must have been a contemporary of Jacob. There were many people around. It was not an isolated family. But when Jacob, when the two boys were in the womb, and the pregnancy became troubling, the word that the Lord brought to them was, there are two nations. So you are, this pregnancy is not boys, it's nations. The fight is, so if you now give that lady paracetamol, you are solving her problem as though she's carrying babies. Unknown to you, she's carrying nations. Nations that will stand at the neck of themselves. So they started it from the womb, so that when one was coming out, the other one pulled it back and came out before it. If Jacob now comes to your house and say, please, I'm dying of thirst. If you say, get out, I'll look for water. If he starves to death, it's a nation that you quenched. It's not a man. May God give you the lenses, one, to understand what I'm saying, two, to be able to come to terms with the true nature of people. There are people around you that must not fall sick, because in the day of their sickness, everybody goes down. There are people that must not die. When doctors died, other people were dying. Abi, you know why they contended and called a senior apostle to come and minister? Was because Dorcas was not one lady. She was the livelihood of many people. So they brought the things that she did to them. One way to be saved is that you live your life with a lot of value, so that in the days you can't intercede for yourself, intercessors are interceding because they need your life. I have a few people around me who have heard me preach, and they said, Pastor, if death wants to kill you, you will stay awake all night that death should not come. You must keep doing what, because you are blessing our lives, you must stay alive. So I'm not secured because I pray much. I'm secured because my safety has become the responsibility of certain people, because God has chosen to make my life a blessing. So if I have a problem, it's not an individual's problem, it's a community problem. It means if I am incapacitated and I can't come to preach, my leg will not solve the problem. Many people may not be able to hear what they are supposed to hear. Are you with me? I am saying that just like it is for nations, it is for people. The greatness of your problem is tied to what you are. Are you a man? Are you a city? Are you a nation? Archbishop Benson, the Ulster, was not a man. It was like a continent. Nothing must happen to Pastor Adeboye. Nothing. Because Papa is not a man. He's the globe. There is a space that is occupying, I believe in God, that makes for the balance of our world. Oh Lord, show us mercy, that in the day you take him home, like Elijah, you will allocate those who will house his unction. I'm not saying you allocate who will house it to. I mean those. Let me finish that thought and then we go home. So I said the first is ordination, what we're there sent to do. The second thing that determines the magnitude of a nation's problem is their prophecies. Because the prophecy of a nation gives the enemy insight into what they are and what they have been sent to do. Your prophecies give the enemy, prophecies proclaimed, give the enemy an insight into what you are, that's your ordination, and what you have been called to do, which is your mandate. Wise people don't share their private prophecies with everybody. Let them see it. Don't let them hear it. Let them hear it when they have seen it. Don't let them hear it before they see it. Except you are like Joseph. Because Joseph will not have been able to fulfill his ordination if he did not. I've heard ministers say, don't be like Joseph. Don't talk. If you are created like Joseph, say it too. Because if you don't say it, it's trouble that if you are Joseph, it's trouble that will bring you to the throne. There's no cheap way. You will need to go through a prison experience. I don't mean they will lock you in the cell, but you will be incarcerated in some dimension by people who heard what you said. Imagine Jesus didn't say to the disciples that there was a possibility of dying. It means Judas will have had nobody to sell. He will not have found the cross. If there's a Judas around you, let him hear you where you are going. The reason why he's around is to get you there. If you hear him discussing how much they want to sell you, play along. I shared it during the ministers' conference. Many ministers are trying to eliminate betrayers. That's why people remain small. You will have needed to be going to Israel to see Jesus. But Jesus played along with Judas. He knew what was going on in his heart. Jesus was there in the spirit when he was collecting money. But Jesus played along. He even made sure he sat close to him. For identification purposes, he made sure it was Judas that was dipping his bread inside his pot of pepper. Is that not what he said? He said the one who dipped. So they were sharing plate. Judas gone. It's true now. You know that this man knows everything. And it was Satan anyway. Judas was helped. May you not be helped like that. So your ordination is force. Your prophecies, there are forces that are fighting Nigeria because of Pilate's prophecy. They want to keep us in corruption. Some of those forces are not Nigerian. Do you know that Nigerians are not really loved anywhere? Bad as the nation be now, these people still don't like Nigerians. Because they just see us as a people of potential. If you can't weary them into giving up, they will keep coming back. We are blessed with resilience among many gifts. You see, in Nigeria, somebody will plant maize, Fulani will eat it, will still plant maize again. He will not give up. We have hope here. So one of the things the enemy is fighting is our hope, because we have prophecies. Quickly, the third is, don't see this again. Are the blessings or the curses that have been pronounced on that nation? The blessings or the curses can determine the size of challenges that people have. Priestly blessings, patriarchal blessings. Priestly blessings, I mean, from the ecclesiastical order. Patriarchal blessings from the fathers gone to sleep of the nation. Divine blessings that God himself spoke over those nations. They could create a lot of warfare and increase or belittle the size of the prophecies they have. Even curses. A curse is an inhibiting utterance. They also determine the enormity, that's the word, of the nation's problem. Lastly, is the choice of spirit alliances. Like these things are for a nation, they are for human beings too. Your ordination will decide the size of your problem. Your prophecies will determine the size of your problems. The blessings you have received or the curses you have received will determine the size of your problem. Finally, the choice of spirit alliances. What spirit did you align with? And the protocol for alliance is dedication. What spirit were you dedicated to? It will give us a picture of the battles you'll be fighting. What spirit is the nation dedicated to? And sometimes nations are not fully dedicated to a spirit. They are sectorally dedicated. So they can dedicate the entertainment zone to a particular spirit. They can dedicate the economic zone. Like our own, I know Mammon does a lot of business there. He stewards a lot of greed. Was it last week? Was it 19 billion or 13 billion? That some people used to clear bush. Now, I don't know what kind of bush. Even if it's elephant grass. What? I think it was Sambisa, they said we're clearing or something. I think it was for agricultural purposes. It's in this nation that people stole money to a point that one goat ate some money. I think the latest is termite. There was a snake. I think there was a fish. There was a monkey too that ate. Before we close these prayers on Friday, we'll pray for our judicial system too. Because the ears that hear those kind of things too need to be helped. A lonely monkey fed Jay. No, let's say that the monkey is hungry and it starts eating money. Was it that nobody came to work for 10 years? Billions far. So snake, okay me. Fish. And I think the termite thing is still new. It's in Nigeria that a parastatal burns. And the front office never burns. It's always the office where they have their ledgers. That's the only thing that burns. Greed has eaten people's hearts. So sometimes certain sectors may not be that they went to a dedication service. I close here. And they say we dedicate our economy to Mammon. They are behavioral patterns that invite spirits. All of these four things are spiritual dimension realities. Your ordinations are spiritual. The reality of prophecies are spiritual. Blessings or curses are spiritual. Alignment with spirit is also spiritual. These four things, basically, there may be more, determine the size of a nation's problem. So in bringing national solutions, each nation must be managed. When you have ticked these four things, you will find out that two nations are not exactly alike. So they are, yes, they are common solutions, but they are also unique solutions. I want to close here for tonight. Your burden is not yet to process because you don't have all the understanding yet. But when you get home, I want you to sit with the Holy Spirit so that He begins to speak to you. I believe that tonight I spoke to both men and nations. That if Jesus tarries, what some people here will become as they come into the ordinations is massive. You will need to check what the statements that define you in eternity are. That's your ordination. You will need to go back and open your books. The prophecies that you received yourselves, those that were unconsciously or consciously spoken over your lives, you need to go and check them. Maybe you did something and a blessing came, or a curse that was cursed was projected towards you. You need to check all of these things. Don't move ignorantly and think whatever will be. The spirit realm is a legalistic realm foundationally. It ensures that whatever will not be. If earth does not engage that realm, then we are not going to make so much progress. You also need to check behaviorally, am I still with Jesus, or by sustained activity I've connected myself to a spirit? You will need solutions that are different from other people who have not connected to that spirit. If somebody is sick, what the person needs is healing. People can be mentally sick too. So madness can be medical and spiritual. When you meet somebody who is medically sick, you will deal with sickness with power. You are the mercy of a gift. When you meet somebody that is spiritually sick, we evict spirits by authority. So their expressions can be the same. Both of them are mad. But the tools of operation are different. So when you see two nations in Africa passing through recession, the outworkings of recession may be the same, but the causal realities of recession may be different. And so when you want to solve, it is in the spiritual realm that we prevail by knowing what is wrong and we can deal with it. When we come tomorrow, I'll flesh this thing out properly. I doubt it if I'll finish it tomorrow, but so just lodge that. Please bow down your heads and ask for help. If you were ordained to be a nation and your consciousness is that you are just a man, it means that people will suffer, people will die. If you were ordained to be a nation, then you must pay keen attention to your consecration, because the consecration of Joseph, knowing that he was a nation, was the preservation of a nation. Lord, reveal me to me. Let me see what I look like in your eternal conveniences, and let me be willing to pay the price to release the me that you ordained. Have they come and help us lead this prayer? 5 minutes. I want to see the me that you ordained. I want to understand why I am bedeviled by a lot of things. Give me understanding. Give me understanding.
Understanding. Indeed, we have learned today, information is not what will give us the answers. Our patterns are not just men, but that which is inspired by the Holy Spirit Himself. Can we ask the Lord this evening, Lord, give me understanding, that I may be able to maximize my existence as a man. Keep me in the place of fellowship, because we know that no stranger, you will not expose this to a stranger from your presence will not come to understand this thing. Keep us staying in the place of fellowship till you begin to break forth these things, that we may be able to maximize every minute and every second of our life. Lord, the possibility of waste exists. We come, Lord Jesus, because we know that it's by your spirit. And until we have learned to marry, to maximize fellowship, Lord, we will waste. Help us. Help us. Help us to stay long enough. Help us to stay long enough till the dots are connected. Help us not to be outbreak, oh God. If the possibility of running earlier than time exists, help us to stay. 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 We will not be an undone cake, oh God. It will be number supretenaya. The sound that will come from us will be genuine. It will bring liberty and liberation because we stayed. because Oparus Epalambe Kome, Ibrutamika Basebro no Mekabo. Oh, Apostle said, for we know it's a spirit. For when the spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you into all truth. We come, Lord Jesus, that our nation, oh God, will be able to maximize our existence. Help us to stay, not to rush out, oh God. Support me in a member, oh God. Oh, God. We surrender, oh God, all that we've known. We lay down all that we've learned. We need to learn again. To a land that we should let, to relent, oh God, that you may be glorified, that you may be praised. Bless your name, Jesus. Can we all rise on our feet? It's our desire that we rise as a generation that will be able to maximize times. Because we can understand the times. Daddy told us it's the spirit that opens up this portal of reality of understanding. Understanding is not found in man. It's only given by the Holy Ghost. And until we learn to cut him, we'll still waste anyways. Can we just sing a song together? Help me build intimacy. Build intimacy.
You've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the G, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.